Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I'm Doug McBurney. It's Monday before the most important Tuesday in the history
of mankind.
Of all history. at least for the companies.
Sean Hannity started saying about 6 months ago, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. Midterm election, at least.
The most important midterm.
And Cheryl laughs, you know, every election is the most important election.
Seems that.
So, Doug, we are doing a show since, you know, most people are voting these days by mail-in ballots.
Yes.
To predict how our audience members have voted here in Colorado.
Right, since most of them have already mailed in their ballots.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, a couple of years ago we talked about we got to do a show and go through the ballot initiatives.
Got the ballot right here.
And I pointed out that, hey, our audience members, if you want to remain a member of the brightest audience in the country, you got to put some effort. You got to think.
You better be able to think.
And so it won't help to do yet another show to talk about how to vote.
No.
If somebody hasn't figured it out after 28 years, I know we have new listeners now and then. But so why don't we go through and talk about the issues that are significant and principled.
Okay.
And right off the bat, I think most of the individuals running for office, I think we could ignore most of them.
Well, I don't want to ignore Jared Polis.
Okay, he's running for governor.
Jared Polis is running for governor, and I just want to be the only person in the media in Denver who's not afraid to say that I'm not voting for Jared Polis because he's a homosexual.
Well, what a great point. No one is allowed to say that.
That subject is verboten.
And certainly the Republican who's running against him.
Is there one?
Would never, ever, ever, ever say such a thing.
No.
So, okay, that's
it. Can I also say that it really creeps me out that he acts like he's married to another man and they've actually adopted children? It just disgusts
me. And it is
vile,
child abuse.
Criminal, and I'm not voting for Jared Polis because he's a homosexual. All right, and that's
everyone
else.
Doug,
I've said
to candidates, and I've done a couple interviews with the media this past week. Tomorrow, Election Day.
Yes.
I'm scheduled to be on Sky News, which is the Fox News channel of London.
Yes. Wow.
It's Europe's FNC.
Excellent.
And so we'll see how that goes. But I've made it clear that if a Republican says he's Christian, pro-life, against child killing, if they don't lead with their commitment to end child killing is their number one commitment. If they don't lead with that, I'm not voting for them.
Yes.
And I've met with some of the Republicans, had breakfast with one I'm thinking of. In fact, I'm looking at his website right now.
Yeah.
And I said to him that if your social media, if your web presence doesn't scream out that your number one goal is to stop the killing of innocent children, I'm not going to support you.
Right.
And he's a strong Christian guy. In fact, he's a pastor.
His
website, it said that he supports every one of all, and it had genders.
Oh.
And I pointed that out.
Oh, that's just...
And he did remove that immediately
nice.
From his website.
Outstanding.
Which was helpful. But I'm not going to vote for him either, if I'm in the right
here's
district.
The thing. If the killing of innocent children is an issue to you, if it's not your number one issue, then you're lying. That's all.
Yeah, because how many decades do we have to listen to Republicans saying that they're against abortion and then seeing Donald Trump fully fund Planned Parenthood at Barack Obama levels, $1 billion so far in 2 years, and all the Republicans all defend it or ignore it. They couldn't care less. He nominates all pro-abortion judges. They couldn't care less. Mm-hmm. So fool me once, shame on you. But not twice on me. No, it's not going to happen.
No, and by the way, how many decades? Five so far.
Five.
Not elections, decades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great point.
So let's go. We're going to skip over the judges because we're going to predict our audience voted against all of them.
Oh, yeah, right. And, you know, one problem with voting against the judges, which I always do.
I do, too.
Is that, one is that they never get kicked out.
It
They're always retained.
It doesn't seem to work. Right?
But
that's one problem.
If one did get kicked out, whoever replaced him would be worse because we're currently on a downward moral spiral.
Yeah, well, chances are. You're,
so, but you do right and you risk the consequences.
That's it. And then you flip the page over because there's an enormous number
of ballots.
Boy,
we're flying through this Colorado ballot.
Okay,
flying through.
We'll start with Amendment V.
Okay.
V, I said.
Okay, going from age requirement of 25 years to be in the state legislature down to 21.
Should we change that?
Would you want to do that or not? And so, Doug, there's the rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
There's that whole axiom.
Right?
This is symptomatic.
You could think of, so the whole system is broken. And democracy is an affront to God, and it's a recipe for the suicide of a culture and of a nation.
That's
democracy.
Pretty stern, what you've just said there.
So if you care, when you have a law, you think about, well, who does this affect? You know, well, it affects the poor slob kid who ends up in the legislature.
A 21-year-old.
Ruin his life. Probably he'll never recover, ever.
Yeah, there's a good
chance. But
then
you're concerned about the public at large, because the younger the skull full of mush is that goes into the legislature, the more, but then again, it doesn't matter if they're older, they're equally incompetent.
Well, that's true. Although this is somewhat prophetic. Didn't God say that if you ignored him, eventually
you'd
be ruled over
ruled
by children?
Ruled by children, right.
Well,
like the inner city. So Jesus, when given a choice of A or B, would choose C.
Ah.
And I think I would choose C and just ignore the rearranging of the deck chairs on the Titanic. I would ignore those types of questions.
Okay, now.
So I predict that's what many in our audience.
So Amendment V, our audience probably just ignored that. Moved on to Amendment W, which is even more emblematic of the rearranging of the deck chairs. There's probably the most symbolic.
That's a funny one, because it's just the reformatting of the question on whether or not you should retain judges,
right.
Yes or no. Right. You ask the question once, and then you list all their names, yes or no, yes or no. So it's an actual ballot amendment to reformat
the
ballot. It's sort of like using Microsoft Word, and are you going to use Shift-Enter or Enter? Why don't we have an amendment to ask people, should it be required that you use Enter and never Shift Enter?
Uh-huh. Yes.
For formatting, you know, all our documents, not only the ballot.
There you go. But that'll change
things. So, Doug, the argument against making the formatting change?
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're asking, should the justice of the state Supreme Court be retained, yes or no?
They ask that every time.
And then you have, you know, six justices, five, you ask it five times.
They do.
The change would say, ask the question once and then list all their names, the five names, yes, no, after each name.
Well, it's save paper, I suppose.
If you read your blue book, the argument against that is that it would confuse voters who would not be able to understand the question, which is Exhibit A against democracy. Exhibit A against democracy is, if you can't understand that question, why are you having a voice in how the nation, how the state should be led?
Yes, and you know, that undergirds my life position on elections. I do not think my neighbors are qualified to choose who rules over me.
Oh, right.
And I'm not so presumptuous as to assume that I'm qualified to pick who rules over them.
To lord over them.
No, I'm not.
It's this base human desire to lord it over your neighbors. And democracy exalts that to the central good of society are those who spend their lives trying to lord it over their neighbors.
Wow, that actually becomes a...
Yeah.
They actually think that that's a positive
thing. Right, right.
It's weird.
So, Doug, if one of our children needed an operation or not,
heaven
to save
forbid.
Their life or not,
yes.
Do we want to get our local precinct to vote on it? Would that be a good idea?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
I would not want to do that.
And that's for the well-being of one person.
Right.
We're talking about the well-being of a state and of a nation. And we have people who are unqualified, namely all of us, voting.
Yes.
So the next amendment.
We're skipping that one. Amendment X. Shall there be an amendment about changing the industrial hemp definition? I don't have a dog in the industrial hemp fight.
Right.
But I know it's a big deal these days.
They want to change it to make it easier to regulate. And the whole marijuana thing is making it increasingly impossible to reach on an intellectual basis or a moral foundation to reach millions of people in our country.
Yeah.
It's
also making it impossible to drive on that stretch of I-70 between the Purina factory and the Eagle Claw Fish Hook Factory. It's impossible to drive that with your windows down.
Doug, I've called 911 three times in the past 2 months to report people driving as though they're playing video games.
Wow.
People, one or two or three cars driving through traffic insanely and obviously high.
Hmm.
Okay, yep, so yep. Then we get to Amendment Y.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, all right.
Why? And this is the redrawing
of gerrymandering.
Congressional districts. And Amendment Z is just like it for state Senate and state House districts.
So Y and Z are from the same
brain trust. They're gerrymandering. And I will yield on this to Dominic Enyart.
All right.
Who's in his homeschool co-op once a week.
Yeah.
And the teacher asked, Dom, what's your position on this? And he said, I take no position. I'm not interested.
Okay.
Right? The whole system is a catastrophe.
He's an honest kid.
And so the teacher says, no, you've got to answer. So you got to answer. He said, well, if I have to answer, then I'll say yes. Go ahead and do it. And she said, why? Okay. And he said, because if they're doing that, they're not doing something else even worse. They'll be occupied for a while.
That. They'll be drawn
mats. She's like, that's not a valid reason. Well, that's my reason, and I have no dog in this fight.
I think it's as valid as anything I've heard on the myriad of commercials on this. I think that's as valid as anything Arnold Schwarzenegger said when he came out
to Colorado for
did
that.
His, yeah.
For those. Okay, then Amendment A. So we've gone from Y to Z to A, and the numbers don't get recycled. At least they haven't. You know, own Amendment 48.
We own Amendment 48.
And 62. We own Amendment 62 and
67. Yes.
Yeah, so we own the. It's like retiring a jersey.
Those jerseys are hanging in the rafters up at American
48,
Rights of Life.
62, 60, which we increased the percent of the vote from 27% to 29% to 34%, just over a third. To ban all child killing in the state of Colorado, in a liberal state.
That's right. And we gave Christians an opportunity to stand up and write for all of history's record their support for the right to life. And we proved that the majority is evil. Now let's go to Amendment
A. Y and Z were gerrymandering. Now we're flipping around the alphabet to A.
A.
Amendment
A. We've flipped the odometer, so to speak. We're on A now.
So shall the Colorado Constitution be amended to prohibit slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for crime? Well, that makes it worth voting right there. Shall we amend the Constitution to prohibit slavery as punishment for crime? No.
No, we should not.
No.
No.
Of course not.
So that's worth picking up your ballot just to vote against that.
Right. And also for debt. You know, we need to have slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for debt, which the U.S. Constitution does. It says that slavery shall be prohibited except as punishment for crime or for unpaid debt.
Yeah, because the guys who wrote the Constitution were somewhat familiar with the Bible. That's a biblical. That's a biblical.
Yeah, principle. And it's much better than declaring bankruptcy.
Yes, and ripping off all your debtors.
You'll make much better decisions.
Maybe you wouldn't got into all that debt, right?
If you know that if you go ahead and buy that car that you can't afford, that they're not only going to take it from you, but you're going to be an indentured servant for 5 years, and all the produce from your labor will go to whoever you owe the money to.
That could prevent lot of bad decisions.
That would be justice, but we don't have the ability at a societal level to think in terms of right and wrong.
Well, the people who wrote the Amendment A proposition, they are repulsed by the Bible.
They're repulsed.
Repulsed.
So they're repulsed.
So we moved.
Amendment 73. Now we're into the numbers.
73.
So, Doug, let me read it and you give the answers.
All right.
This is a long one.
Oh, yeah.
It starts, shall state taxes be increased?
Okay, you can stop right there. No.
Okay, that was easy.
Let's move on to Amendment 74. I'll read it. Shall there be an amendment to the Constitution requiring the government to award just compensation to owners of private property?
Okay, stop right there. In our proposed Constitution for America, the new Constitution.
We have it. It's ready to go.
If the government is going to take your land.
Like the new I-70 project.
If they're going to take your land, of course, you get an estimate on its value, and then they have to pay you five times
its
appraised value.
I like that.
Five times. Amendment 75.
Here we go. Shall there be an amendment providing that if any candidate in a primary or general election puts in more than $1 million to support his or her own election.
So a wealthy guy.
A wealthy guy like, let's say, Jared Polis comes along.
The one that you're voting.
I'm not voting for him because he's a homosexual.
Right.
Yeah. That's
so, and he's wealthy.
I don't mind that he's wealthy. That doesn't bother me in the least. It's
right.
That he's a homosexual.
So he's going to put a lot of his own money in.
Yep.
And so that, because of campaign finance laws, that can hurt his opponent.
Sure.
It's uneven.
Yeah. They may
so
not
you have
be
the
to...
money and politics issue.
The money and politics issue. What are we
so
going to do?
So this Amendment 75 says then your opponent could spend 5 times as much money that they would normally be allowed to spend.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the money in politics problem.
Trying to solve that issue.
And there is no moral answer for that problem except, I'll give the exception.
There is an answer.
But first, you have to realize that money is free speech.
Well, that's
money
true.
Is free speech, and it's speech, and it's freedom.
How about those two?
So
those
if,
big ones.
If somebody's running, and they're, let's say they're against the Jews. Like, remember Barack Obama smiling ear to ear with Louis Farrakhan. Remember that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that until 5 years after he was out of office. But
oh,
I
yeah, they hid
it,
that
yeah,
photo
yeah, yeah.
for
okay.
all that time.
Okay.
And all the racism that's seething in the Democratic Party. In fact, on CNN now, they changed their policy. You could be an anchor and an open racist at CNN.
You
Dawn.
Dawn Lemon scented Dawn.
Dawn Lemon.
Dawn Lemon.
Dawn Lemon says the problem in America is white men.
Yes, there were
so
terrorists.
He's a bigot, a sexist, and a racist.
And he's also a homosexual.
A homosexual black.
So he can never be fired.
So
no
he's
what he
obviously a racist.
Obviously.
Because he's black, and he says the problem in America is white men.
That appears on its
so
face.
So he's an
to be
open racist, but racism in the Democratic Party has been embraced. Widely.
Going
and
way back.
A perfect example is Obama smiling ear to ear with Farrakhan, who's an open racist.
Mm-hmm.
And the media says the shooting at the synagogue is Trump's fault.
They're deranged. It's obviously they're disconnected. By the way, Farrakhan was in Iran over this past weekend.
Where they love the Jews. It's one of the most significant anti-Semitic nations in the world.
It's the font of anti-Semitic terrorism. Not just anti-Semitic writings
right.
and speeches.
Terrorism.
But actual killing of actual Jews.
Right.
That's what the Iranians fund and support and
right.
do. He was in Iran and he led a chant of death to America. He didn't get swept up and just had to. He led the
this
chant.
This is brand new in the news. So Farrakhan's doing. You know, Doug, they do have a problem over there. When the protesters, they protest their own government occasionally,
I
then they get
that.
Arrested.
Yes.
But they chant like death to Khomeini. They really need to hire some kind of Madison Avenue marketing firm or something. They've got to put some thought into some new memes or something.
New slogan, death to this, death to Rouhani.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
Okay.
So, anyway, I want to call on Donald Trump to not let Louis Farrakhan back into America. Don't let him back
that
in.
That would be perfect.
Anyway.
Yeah, do you want to let someone who foments open hatred of the Jews, the kind of hatred that led to the synagogue massacre?
It's a perfect opportunity for a lesson. All right.
So, Amendment 75.
75.
The only just solution to the problem of money in politics is to ban voting.
Well, there you go.
There is no other just solution because money is freedom.
That's right.
And it's speech. Mm-hmm. Money is free speech.
Yes, yes,
right?
yes.
Proposition 109.
109, shall state debt be increased?
No. Vote
okay,
against
so
it.
So we can now that. Hey, that's a one page, one whole sheet is down.
One page to go.
Here we go.
Page two of two.
Just in case you got lost, if you're one of these voters.
And Doug,
two of two.
I think we need a constitutional amendment to change the way they number the pages.
Uh-oh, yes.
Because this is not pro forma.
No.
A page, you have one page, the front.
And then you have
the back would be page two.
That should be page
two. This should be page three of three.
This should be three of three.
Now, we could either propose that they use the word sheet instead of page to say sheet one of two.
You set up a committee to work on that.
And then this would be sheet two of two.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they're going to stay with page,
okay,
this has got to be page three of three.
I think we need to start then working on page versus sheet, and then we'll get to the numbers.
Let's start collecting signatures. You got to go to the title board first. We know the whole routine.
We know the routine. All right, Proposition 110.
Shall state taxes be increased?
Stop. No.
Okay.
We can just
Proposition 111. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Revised Statutes? That's not the Constitution. That's the law books.
Okay.
Concerning limitations. It cracks me up they call it revised.
Revised.
It was the Colorado Statutes for like 6 weeks.
5 minutes.
And then it's been revised for 130 years.
Right.
Do they really have to call it the revised?
Do they have to keep reminding
us?
Can't
it just be the Colorado statutes?
That you're revising.
Let's have another amendment.
That's it. We want to remove revised because right. It's obvious.
We
know you're revising
We
it.
Need Amendment 76 to deal with the Page versus Sheet controversy.
There you go.
And Amendment 77 to get rid of the revised statutes,
okay.
The revised part. In fact, while you're at it, get rid of the whole thing. So shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning a statewide minimum distance requirement for basically fracking?
Okay, this is Prop 112.
This is an anti-fracking, which
is
energy.
The billboards are everywhere. This is the big one.
Yes.
This has attracted an awful lot of attention.
And so the billboards by the oil and gas industry, they talk about the schools and support
right.
All schools, vote no on 112. Support all schools.
So then I want to vote. Yes.
You want to talk about multiple degrees of separation. Schools, we're talking about fracking. We're talking about oil rigs.
Oil and gas.
And so they're indirectly saying that energy improves the economy, which means more money goes to public schools.
All right.
Well, that's too disingenuous.
It's very
and it makes me want to vote yes on 112.
I know. I was confused.
Because I want to take $1 billion away from the public schools.
Absolutely.
So vote yes on 112, except give me fracking or give me death. That would be too confusing because this is just freedom. So I predict that our audience members have voted no, the vast majority of them.
No?
On Proposition 112. So that fracking can continue unimpeded.
So this is to move it back from 500 feet to 2,500 feet. Wouldn't it be interesting just to see if that passes, if the oil companies are able to overcome it anyways? Just right back in your face, leftists. We can drill from 2,500 feet away. Bring it on. No, we're going to vote no.
Well, and you know what they've been doing in the past few years? Used to be an oil well would go straight down.
Oh, I've seen the ones.
So they
that
go
are
down.
They're at a 30 degree angle.
And then
angle
they go at an angle.
It's amazing.
So you got an L.
Yeah.
So you got 2 points of extraction. But then they added a third.
That's incredible.
And a fourth and a fifth. It's unbelievable what they're doing. The productivity of American oil wells has gone through the roof and gas.
Yeah, it's amazing.
America is able to not only feed the world, but provide the world's energy if given the freedom.
Yes, yes. And so we would vote no on 112 because we're for freedom.
Yes.
We like freedom. Oh, by the way, we never did address the limit on payday lenders. Let's just say no.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can't limit what free people do with their money and make private agreements as long as they're not doing anything immoral. If you want to borrow money at 50%, well, you've made some bad life decisions. Let's just move on.
Yeah. Then we're at the local measures.
Oh, now we got some local.
So we could skip those, right? Let's skip. The first one says without imposing any new tax.
Okay, I want to vote no because I don't believe you. When you start with without imposing any new tax, I think you're lying, right?
You save so much time if you have a Christian worldview.
That's right. I can tell they're lying to me.
So how about this? Even though we're not even saying which county this is, right? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
This one, shall the school district taxes be increased? No. Okay. The next one,
shall the school district debt be increased?
No.
Okay. Let's move
and
on.
Here's a fire protection district without increasing
the
effective tax rate.
Yeah, right.
Don't
I'm not
trust
buying
them.
That, no.
And here's drainage.
Now,
and
there's
flood
a legitimate
control.
Issue.
That's a just function of government.
Absolutely.
Yes. Shall taxes be increased?
No.
Figure out how to do it with the amount of money you already
have. If you haven't figured
out
drainage, okay, drainage and flood control, these are some basic things.
Right. So we got to get rid of all social spending. Under Republicans, it increases. It always has with every Republican administration since World War II.
Yes. In fact, in this election, the one thing that will be etched as if in stone is that the government shall always fund insurance for pre-existing conditions. That's the one thing that'll come out of this election.
It's so sinful. It's the equivalent of saying that you get covered your auto insurance after you get in a crash.
That's what it's like.
Right.
And that will be preserved.
And you get
for
life insurance after you die. So Cheryl just paid our, you know, premium on my life insurance, Doug. I forget. It was something like $452.
That's not bad.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, but that's, you know,
yeah,
that's not bad.
But and I'm almost 60 years old. But what if the government loved us so much that they said, don't worry, if your husband dies and you don't have life insurance, we'll give you $500,000.
You probably wouldn't buy life insurance.
Probably wouldn't do it. No. So it's a way to systematically make people irresponsible.
Oh, and dependent upon the government.
Dependent upon the government and to destroy their families, because when you need one another, guess what? Then you need one another.
Just stick together.
But when the government comes in there to help people at their time of crisis, then you don't need one another. And the Republican Party is as complicit as the Democrats in the destruction of the family. And they gave us Roe v. Wade. It's a Republican decision. And they've kept it for all these decades, the Republican majority of the Supreme Court. And Donald Trump has nominated Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, who are child killers.
Oh, that's pretty.
So that's where we're at.
Very blunt.
So
very,
vote for Republicans to save Republic.
Save America. Yes. Yeah. In fact, I'll bet you there was an awful lot of pulpits this past Sunday that pretty much said that you need to vote Republican. I'm sure that came from a lot of them.
Yeah.
Not at Denver Bible Church. Yeah. Did you have an election-oriented? I was sick. I couldn't.
One headline said that we need to borrow this fiscal year over $1 trillion.
A trillion with a T now.
A trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Over $1 trillion for 1 year, and if that was accurate, and Obama needed to borrow $10 trillion for 8 years.
That's right. Yeah.
So if Trump is over $1 trillion for this year, remember, you know, we said when Obama was spending like a drunken sailor.
I remember
which
that.
Is an insult to drunks, right?
And sailors.
So we said, how is it possible that a Republican president could outspend and keep the trend going?
Yeah,
but I do have faith in the Republican Party. It is possible.
And with Donald Trump, he called himself the king of debt at one time. He's managed several bankruptcies. One more, hey. If you're going to have someone in charge of the bankruptcy of a nation, it probably should be Donald Trump. He's managed some pretty big ones in the past.
But he did
put the sanctions back on Iran starting today, which is a good thing. Mm. Put the sanctions back on Iran.
That is awesome. Right. So it is. It's awkward, you know, when someone who kills children does something right. Mm-hmm. Well, then you could recognize that they do something right.
You can. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you would support that person to be a leader.
No way.
And an argument recently is, well, look at all the economic improvement.
Jobs.
Germany was destroyed in World War I, their own fault, and, you know, the crisis of their economy. And so they get their currency stabilized. They become an economic powerhouse, an industrial machine.
They were. Yeah.
And millions of Germans are far better off. And they say, well, Hitler might support killing some innocent people, but look how good he's been for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so how'd that work out for him?
That did not work out.
How's that work out? And there's no bottom to that abyss.
No.
When you say, I support that killer because it's better for my wallet.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Right. Your murderer is always worse than the other guy's murderer.
That's true.
Always. Right. Doug McBurney, thank you.
There you go.
Election
out there.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to drop this thing off. Wait a minute, Doug. I didn't turn it over. It's right here. This page intentionally left blank.
I couldn't even get that right.